the NYPD chief of department, Terrence Monaghan, last night, was with a group of protesters in Brooklyn, I believe. And he one embraced him, he knelt with them, and it seems that, that's an important moment. You've seen this in other areas, a sheriff in Flint, Michigan, others where they're marching or they're coming together with the protesters.
Yes, well, let's see what happens with it. Let's see if it snowballs. Let's see if other good cops join in. Or is this just a guise like the governor that, you know, he's afraid that they don't start marching, you know, on him? And so, you know, the problem is politics and police have lost their credibility. And it behooves them to do everything within their power to get it back. And this is a start. But again, we always say, oh, this is a start. And then the next day, everybody forgets and it goes back to business as usual. Cops should remember that they, when they stop a civilian, they should treat that civilian the way they would treat their own parents or how they want other police to treat their parents if they should be getting stopped for, you know, a traffic violation or whatever. We're human beings. We have to be treated like human beings. We have to respect each other, you know, no matter race, creed, or color. But what happens that too many people that become cops think that the authority given them to enforce the law is theirs to protect themselves and their fellow workers. And this attitude of us against them has to go. And this is the responsibility of police commissioners, governors, and mayors. This is what has to be worked on, that the police cannot abuse their power in any way. This brutality is not only physical, it's verbal. Every time I've gotten stopped by, you know, police, it's always this arrogance. I shouldn't say every time. Sometimes some good cops, you know, they recognize me and, you know, sometimes they even stop me just because they want to be photographed with me. But the what I'm getting at is we have to get rid of the bullies. And that is the biggest problem we have today because, yes, I'm going to say it, our commander-in-chief appears to be the biggest bully we have right now. And he is setting a horrible example for the rest of the nation.
Well, now that you brought up President Trump, what about what he said last night where he's going to invoke a law that's over 200 years old to basically that he said earlier in the day that the governors aren't doing their job, they're weak, and if they're not going to, if they're going to refuse to take action, he'll send the military in.
Well, again, as I said, our memory seems to be very short. And I don't know how many of your listeners remember, I think it was back in the 80s when the Philadelphia police under, who was that mayor, they bombed, that's bombed a civilian neighborhood of a black community, the MOVE organization, and now we're going around with tanks and these guys, you know, chasing police, chasing people off their own porches and firing paintballs at them. I don't know where we're going to go. I mean, if we can't go to the President of the United States to sow, you know, words of comfort and peace instead of stoking up the fire, I don't know where we're going with this, but this man, and I will not vote anymore, and I don't like the Democrats or the Republicans. I'm an equal opportunity employer. I don't like Biden any more than Trump. I go for justice. I fought for justice all my life. But we are being given a very bad example, and this man has too much power, and he is abusing that power, and that's where we are today. And I really feel sorry for this country, and I've never seen anything like this in my life in 84 years of being on this planet. I've seen people coming together during all kinds of catastrophes with 9/11, and but who's going to bring us together now? We are lacking leadership.
Not to focus on any bad situations or issues or incidents that police had, but there were a few, and I think one is what you were alluding to with this investigation. There was video from a few angles on Saturday. You may have seen it, where two police cars, in effect, plowed into protesters. At first, the mayor said it can't happen, but he said that it was the protesters that put the police in danger, surrounding them, and he kind of backed away from that by the next day.
Well, you know, again, when I was a cop and they would bring in a suspect and he was all bloodied, they would tell to the judge would say, "What happened?" And he said, "Oh, the sidewalk came up and hit him in the head." It's like, the crowd ran into the car and got bumped. That's what has to stop, is the lies and cover-ups that, you know, in the New York City Department and others, you can kill someone and the union will expend every privilege and finance to exonerate you. That is not the way it's supposed to go. If someone is guilty of a crime, they have to face up to it and be punished instead of destroying the reputation of the rest of the department and losing public trust. This is what it's all about, losing public trust. And this is what has to be regained. And again, this is the opportunity to do it, with the police coming forward and owning up to what the past has given them and clarifying it, ameliorating it, and gaining the trust of the public, and hopefully being able to hold it for generations to come.
And I just want to ask you a little about, because obviously on TV, a lot of the focus is the quote bad actors, the looters, the arsonists, the people that are going after the police. I just saw last night there was video, I believe it was in the Bronx, driving, running over a police car, and you see over a police officer. So you see pockets of these incidents, and I'm sure you're not in favor of any of that.
No, of course not. There's never any excuse for harming any individual unjustly. But the problem is, as I said before on Twitter, we have this problem of rage. The rage has to be controlled in that when a police officer, such as the guy who knelt on Floyd's neck, what kind of rage caused him to have such hate to want to kill this man? He knew what he was doing. The man couldn't breathe, and he continually put pressure until the man expired. And when the protesters have rage, and they once the rage is like it's a fire. It's hard to put out. We have to address. Our governors, our president, our mayors have to address the cause of the rage, because once it's happening, you can't stop it. It's human behavior. Therefore, this is what has to be, not talking about something when it's happening. Of course that's going to happen. People are incensed, especially people of color who have been the victims of this for decades and eons. And the cops also, they don't like to be, victimized, but they have to ask themselves, is it justified or not? And so, again, we need leadership in every state, our governors, our mayors, and our commissioners, and the president to come together and find a solution instead of fanning the flames of discord.